following talk is from St. Michael's Fulwell, a gospel-centered community for Fulwell, Teddington and beyond. Our passion is to see every life following Jesus. For more information, visit our website, stmichaelsfulwell.co.uk. The reading is from Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you.
You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Thanks, James. Morning, everybody. We're going to spend 10 minutes or so thinking about that story. We're going to start off by thinking a little bit about unpopular opinions. If you listen to Radio 1 in the morning with Greg James, you'll know there's a slot called Unpopular Opinions. An opinion is something that you think, and if it's unpopular, it means you're probably the only person who thinks it. So let me give you a couple of examples from the show. One person rung in and said he thinks the Battle of Hastings didn't exist, didn't happen. Another person said that they think garlic bread is rubbish. I mean, that's just wrong, isn't it? That's an unpopular opinion. Another person said that they're not sure about pandas. They seem very difficult to save, and that maybe we should let natural selection, I mean, they are unpopular opinions. They are unpopular opinions. Turn to your neighbour, and in 2 minutes, do you think you have an unpopular opinion, something that only you think? 2 minutes, off you go. Before we all start falling out with each other, I'm looking forward to hearing some of your unpopular opinions over coffee. Let me tell you mine. I don't want to hear yours because I don't want you all to turn against each other. But let me tell you my unpopular opinion. Listen to this. I think that Easter is better than Christmas. I know, that's my unpopular opinion. I like Christmas. Christmas is good. But for me, I think Easter is actually even better than Christmas. And that's for three reasons, and two of which I think you won't be able to disagree with. One, the weather is better at Easter. That's true, isn't it? That's true. Yeah, that is true. Secondly, I think the food is better at Easter. I think roast lamb is better than roast turkey. I think chocolate Easter eggs is better than... Christmas pudding is a disgrace. I think that's horrible. And red wine is better than eggnog. So it's just true, isn't it, that the food is better at Easter than it is at Christmas. But the third reason we're going to dig into today in our story, we're going to spend time, although we're looking at the story we just read, we're going to spend time looking at one sentence in particular. And I'd love us all to learn this sentence and learn it together. So if we can have it on the screen. The sentence is this. This is how one of the biographies of Jesus starts. And it says this: the beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ. The beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ. If I say it, maybe you can say it back to me. The beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ. Now say it really low pitch. The beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ. Okay, now say it really quickly. The beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ. Okay, now whisper it. The beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ. I have no idea if you said that or not. Okay, say it nice and loudly. The beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ. Okay, and now just say it in your head. Okay, I'll go first. Okay, now your turn. Yeah, brilliant. I think you got that. Fantastic. Well done. Thank you very much. Let's say it bit by bit. So, we're going to look at three parts of that sentence. One, the beginning. Two, the good news. And three, about Jesus Christ. Now, we get excited about beginnings, don't we? Beginnings make things very, very exciting. Imagine on Friday. How many hands up? Who's finishing school on Friday? Who's finishing school? Not that many people. Okay, interesting. Who's finishing school before Friday? Hands up. Okay, one or two. Who's finishing school after Friday? That's savage. When are you finishing? Is that not Friday? I don't know what day it is. Fantastic. Okay. Imagine, we have this on the screen, imagine that moment, whenever it is, on the 20th or another time, when you're walking home from school for the first time. You've got the whole holiday ahead of you. Isn't that going to be brilliant? 2 weeks of freedom. That walk home is so good. Here's another beginning. Imagine sitting down to your Christmas dinner. You always feel a little bit rough afterwards, but beforehand, everything looks incredible and you're very, very excited. What about this third one? This is my favorite Christmas song.
Driving home for Christmas.
It's exciting because you're driving home and all of your holiday is ahead of you. What about this as a beginning? This is the beginning. This is right. I know. That's me there. I'm the one on the left. People get excited at a wedding, don't they? Because they think the whole marriage is ahead of them. And we had no idea at this stage what was kind of coming. That makes it sound very negative. Where we would go to church, what jobs we might do, who we would have as our kids, or if we would have kids. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, even though that's 9.5 years ago, Bunyan, you don't look like you've aged a minute. So that's very, very true. We get excited at beginnings. And here's another one. On Wednesday, Abby and Lewis welcomed their baby, Jesse. There you go. So there's baby Jesse Brunt, mum and baby doing very, very well. And we get really excited about that. It's the beginning of a new life. What's he going to do? What's he going to grow up to be like? Who's he going to support in the Six Nations? That one's a bit easier than the others. And the same is true when the shepherds walk into the stable. Sentence number 12 says this of our story. Today, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. They walk into the stable and there's a baby who's going to be the Savior, the Son of David. And they think, who knows? This is the beginning of something brand new. This baby is going to grow up to do incredible things. We are so excited at everything that lies ahead. And in fact, we know that that baby grew up to live an incredible life of love. That baby healed people. That baby helped people. That baby taught people really well and lived a completely perfect and good life. Then we know at the end of his life, that baby grew up to be a man who died a perfect death. He took all the sins and sorrows, all the things that we do wrong of the whole world upon himself. And then he died for us. He sacrificed himself in a perfect death. And then, the only one who's ever done this, 3 days later, he walked out of the grave again, not to die ever again. He beat death. But as the shepherds looked down at that baby, they just saw the beginning of all of those things. The whole story of the New Testament was still to come. This is probably one a bit more for the grown-ups, but on the screen we've got a quote from one of my favorite writers, a guy called Herman. And he talks about the fact that at Christmas we get really excited because it is the beginning of Jesus' life. He says this, "The incarnation of the Son of God, therefore, without anything further, cannot be the reconciling and redeeming deed. It's the beginning of it, the preparation for it, and the introduction to it. But it is not that deed itself. It is not by the birth, but by the death of his Son that we are reconciled to God." In other words, Christmas is so exciting because it's the beginning. Christmas is exciting because Easter is on the way. So that's the first thing. The beginning. Very good. We're switched on. No, the beginning of the good news. Of the good news. Now, whenever we go online, there's news all the time, isn't there? Here's some of my favorite news stories of the last few years. Now, if you think this is good news, can you do thumbs up and cheer? Can we practice that now? Very good. If we think it's bad news, can we do thumbs down and boo? Ready? Very good. So this is the first one. KFC outlets in 2018 remained closed because they didn't order any chicken. Do you think that's good news or bad news? Boo. Yeah, I think so. It's quite embarrassing, isn't it? What about this one? Notre Dame has been rebuilt. Very good. Yeah, good news. Okay, great. Next story. The storm is still very, very windy out, and especially in different parts of UK. Boo. Yeah, that's sad, isn't it? That's sad. Should we go to the next one? The writers of Bluey are taking a break for 3 years. Okay, mixed. That's more mixed than I thought it would be. I'm devastated by this, if I'm completely honest. Okay, some more TV news. What about this next one? At Christmas, the Christmas BBC Julia Donaldson film is going to be The Tiddlers. Yay, kind of indifference. Okay, what about this one? This is really good news. Gavin and Stacey is back on Christmas Day. Hooray, hooray. Yeah, not one for all the family, that one. And next one. This was a few months ago. England lost the semi-final of the rugby to South Africa in the World Cup. Yeah, I know. All of a sudden you start noticing there's actually quite a lot of South Africans in our church family, isn't there? Yeah. And, you know, you're very welcome. If we go to the next one, this is what the angels had to say. This is the good news. Today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. Yeah, it's really good news. It is really good news. And here's the thing about news, is when someone tells you news, they're telling you something that has already happened. They're telling you something that has already happened. It's not good advice. See, lots of people think that Christianity and the story of the Bible is good advice. That here's a list of things you have to do, and then God might love you. But that's not true at all. The Bible says, and the angels say, today good news has come to this house. This is news of something that has happened. Jesus was born to be with us. He is our Savior. He saved us from sin and death, all the things that we get wrong, all the things we wish we didn't do, and a future that looks quite bleak without Him. He saved us from all of that stuff, and He saved us for eternal life. For Him forever, for joy. And He has done it, the Bible says. It is good news and not good advice. That is why in our story and in our play, all those angels turned up and started singing. Can you imagine? A completely calm, quiet field. You're a shepherd. You're looking after sheep. And just like every night before, there's probably not a lot that's going to happen. And then this happens. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. The sky blazes with glory. It's so bright you can barely see. And your ears are filled with the singing of hundreds and hundreds of angels who all say, there is good news that Jesus has come. So, the beginning... No, do the bit that I say. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. Of Jesus Christ. This is the last bit. Okay, we're going to play a quick game called Finish the Name. Finish the Name. I'm going to say a first name. You suggest the surname. And I think we'll see how this goes. Scarlett. You're handsome. Very good. Pepper. Yeah, very good. Cristiano. Yeah, that's a popular one. Johnny. Yeah, the most famous one of all. Very, very good director. Leonardo? Okay, you're more cultured than I thought you'd be. I was going to say DiCaprio, so there we go, Da Vinci. Taylor? And Jesus? Jesus Christ, yeah. We always think of Jesus as Jesus Christ, but it's not actually his surname. It is a title, and it means promised king. It means promised king. Two things that means. First of all, that Jesus is promised. All of the pages of the Old Testament point towards Jesus. For hundreds and hundreds of years, all of God's people were waiting and hoping that the king would come. And then all of a sudden, there's this baby in the stable, and he's here. Secondly, he's not just promised, he is the king. Jesus is the boss. He is in charge of everything and everyone. The Bible says that's because of two things. First of all, he is God's son. And secondly, he's the only person who, though he died, came back to life again. And that means that all the authority has been given to him. He is in charge. Now, I don't know about you. I can maybe tell a dog what to do, but I cannot tell a person what to do. I can tell my heating what to do, but I can't tell the weather what to do. I can tell my emails what to do, but I cannot tell the printer what to do. I can tell my hands what to do, but I'm not in charge of life and death. Jesus is the boss of everyone and everything. He can tell everything what to do. He is the king. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, I said at the start that I like Easter more than I like Christmas. Christmas is a time of new beginnings. And often we think of New Year, don't we? One week later as the time of new beginnings. Did you know that 96% of New Year's resolutions fail, just like 83.7% of statistics are completely made up for dramatic effect? We often think of New Year, new me, I'm going to take on new habits and be different. And often we feel like it doesn't work and nothing ever changes. Well, there's two words I want to notice in our story, and they're on the screen here. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. A Savior has been born to you. Here's the thing. The Bible says that this good news is for you. It's to you and me. That Christians throughout history are people who say, look, this isn't just a cool story. This isn't just stuff that we know. This is actually for us. I know that this is true, and I know Jesus for myself. I don't know about you, but sometimes at Christmas I'm hoping for a particular present, and this is how I'll finish. Good news, really. We look at the Christmas tree, and we think, I've always wanted a new bike. And there, under the tree, there's something with two wheels and a handlebar. I think, I really hope that's for me. And you go over and you look at the tag, and it just says, for you, for James, for Matt, for whoever. Good news is good news, not just when it's generally true, but when it is for you. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. Very good. Let me pray. Father God, thank you so much for the good news. Thank you so much that today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the promised King. Father God, we thank you so much for Christmas and for all the things we love about it. We thank you for Jesus who's been given to us. Help us to know him this Christmas. Amen.